Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today we have another episode of Gilmore Girls.
Last episode of season one.
It has been a minute. We promise we're going to get through the show, but we just got busy.
How many seasons of this show is there?
Like seven, dude.
There's seven and there's 22 episodes in the rest of the seasons.
Yeah, and we have the after years or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
to watch.
We have a year in the life, which I think is only like a few episodes. It's just a limited series. So.
I think it's only like four.
Yeah.
Four episodes or something. So, and we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think those are long. Aren't those long?
I truly don't know anything about them, and that is for a reason. I've kept myself in the dark. Okay, so
you're on season one, episode 20.
Episode 20. We made it 20 episodes.
Finally. How long has it been? A year? When did we start this?
It's been over a year. Yeah.
Over a year?
Yeah, we started this like... oh, my God.
That's okay.
I'll look it up while we start this episode. How about that?
Yeah, okay. What's this one called?
P.S. I Love You.
Ripping my $20 bill into like a million pieces.
We're at Luke's.
I'm thinking to myself, there is a store full of people. Why am I the one online with the crazy magician? Okay, I'll cut to the end. So he couldn't put it back together again and he had to pay me back in quarters.
Very good story.
You look tired.
I just haven't been sleeping very well lately.
How come?
Just have a lot on my mind.
Anything I can do?
Flag down the coffee.
Or I'm going up now. Honey, you gotta wake up. Want to play?
One, two, three.
I'll go first.
And one.
Pass.
Why?
Because I'm not Anna Nicole Smith.
Next.
There was an old man. Young man on a skateboard.
Why?
Because I'm not Mary Kay Letourneau.
Okay.
Oh, Emily! That was a reference to that lady who married her 12-year-old student or whatever, pet shop co-worker. That is related
May December story. Oh shit!
Oh my god, we are up to date here. That is a shocker. I actually know who the fuck they're talking about. That is wild.
Because of the movie May December. I didn't until you told me. I didn't know the person's name.
I looked it up. Yeah, but that is hilarious. Okay. So now Luke is in on this.
They don't know that Luke's there.
Yeah,
Luke has come up with the coffee, and they're about to go to number three. Of Smash or Pass.
For. My new husband?
Emily.
What? That's what they're playing.
Do I want to know what you're doing?
Hey, Luke came to the table. Does that make him number three?
No.
What are you doing?
The safest answer in anything.
Smash.
He's still dating that other girl. Rachel?
You can take the
not for long.
Guy walks by,
yeah, she's going to leave.
Pass, assuming there's somebody better out there. You can take the next guy that walks by, or if you don't take him, you're automatically stuck with the third guy.
That's funny.
I'm not playing.
Well, of course not. It's still my turn.
Okay, guy number three is crossing the street right now.
Why am I looking?
Because it's like a train wreck.
It's
Kirk.
Maybe he'll buy me a pony. Oh, the old guy.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god, Kirk with the horrible brother.
Man. Thank you.
You're engaged.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, did someone put the kick me sign on my back again? It wasn't funny last week, and
Kirk
it's not funny now.
This. Just laughing at
Kirk. Oh, poor Kirk.
That was bullying right there.
Oh, no, Kirk, come back alive.
That was definitely bullying.
All right, your turn.
I don't know, Mom. You already got Kirk. How's a girl
that
got
that? Oh, I think Dean's going to pass in the window, and Rory's going to have a fit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there he is, Emily. You fucking called it. Got too real.
So, we should
And I swear, it's not because I remember this episode from watching it previously. It's because the show's predictable.
Oh, yep. There you go. Okay. So now we're listening to this intro. I'm going to tell you the first episode, which actually was less than a year ago, May 16th, 2023.
Really? So we still have a little bit more time to finish season one.
A few months.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness it didn't take us a whole
fucking year. Let's do the last episode on the year mark.
No. That's months away. That would be a bad idea.
Let's do the last episode of season one on May.
Oh. We're going to... Okay, so actually, I'm pretty proud of us for getting through a whole season in a year. Less than a year.
I was going to be so disappointed in this if it was going to be over a year. We're better than this.
Considering that we are only 1 year in and we have, like, you know...
Six more years of this.
Okay, we're at Anybody work with Lorelai.
Speaking. Yes, is Ms. Gilmore there?
Oh, shit.
It's Bettina.
How may I assist?
He called.
Actually, I need to talk to Ms. Gilmore.
Is this business or personal?
Oh.
She just... Oh, gosh. Michelle just threw hello. The...
Yes, hello. Hi. Her.
Lorelai?
Max.
Is this a bad time?
No such thing. Where are you?
I am in the teacher's lounge.
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Oh my god.
You're very popular.
Chili.
I thought we had a chat date tonight.
We did, but I was thinking about something and I wanted to run it by you.
Chat date.
Okay.
So,
okay. Oh, hey, make a gorilla sound.
Why?
I want to play Wild Kingdom.
I am not making a gorilla sound.
I'll tell you what color underwear I'm wearing.
She is so flirty.
Had you considering the gorilla sound, didn't I?
Yep.
I'm good.
Okay, I need you to be serious now.
Says the man with no pants.
When can she be serious?
Never.
Successful.
That's why they should break up.
For a couple of weeks now.
Yes, we have.
For a couple of weeks.
That all the talking has done us a lot of good.
They're just chatting. I see.
So, I was thinking that maybe this weekend, instead of a phone call, we should have a date. Let's have dinner.
The same restaurant?
At the same table.
Interesting idea.
I think it's time.
You know what? So do I.
Saturday night, 8:00.
Okay, wear some pants.
I make no promises.
Bye.
So have they ironed out if the rest of it's going to go into flames again or what?
Salt and vinegar. Thank
no.
You.
Obviously not.
Soda. You're a New Yorker.
Lane
and floss.
Got
oh,
some
the minty kind?
Chips for...
This is good, too.
Rory says she doesn't have
because
to go into the shop to see
wasn't
Bean.
In there. What?
Yeah, Rory can't
Dean,
go in the shop
wasn't
anymore.
In there. Oh, in case you were wondering. I wasn't. Okay, well, I just thought you might be, so I mentioned it. Well, I'm not. Okay. I just thought you might like to note for future reference that Dean is not in the store on Wednesday, so you can mark it down on that little list you're hiding from me that says where Dean is so that you can avoid him at any time.
I was not avoiding the market.
Oh, my mistake.
I wasn't.
Okay. So, what are you doing tonight?
She was.
Well,
she was
homework.
Why is it all wet on the floor?
If I get
what were they doing on set?
Homework. You? I have to meet my
They made it look
partner.
Like it just rained?
Fun.
I
yes.
guess.
Science is fun. I'll call you later.
Okay. Maybe it did just rain.
Hey, Lane. You sure he wasn't in there? I asked.
Oh, put her a little note.
The tiniest little post-it possible. The chat club.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
What is that?
Yeah, I just had a couple things to pick.
Lorelai just ran into Luke outside of some place called Le Chat Club. It has a black cat on the front of it. And then some...
Le Cat Club.
Yeah, and... I don't know what it is. Is it a...
Looks like he bought something from there.
Oh, okay. All right.
He has a bag.
At the cat club?
Yeah.
You had a couple things to pick up at the cat
club?
Yeah,
I did, okay?
Mm. Okay. I just never took you for a cat lover, a 97-year-old woman, or...
So it's a cat
store?
You got a little bag?
Like a pet store?
Did they get a cat?
Stamped on it, a little catnip bow. Wise man.
Oh, okay. He opened it up. What is in it? A
wow.
cat pot holder.
Little kitty pot holders.
Hmm. Oh, it makes a noise. That is crazy.
It's Rachel's birthday, okay? And don't say anything. She
got her cat pot holders?
Not as much. She's going to hate these pot holders.
I don't know how to buy gifts, okay? I don't like to buy gifts. I don't like getting gifts. I mean, this whole gift-giving and getting process is completely insane.
The rant begins.
I mean, suddenly, on a certain date, the level of my affection for a person isn't measured by the way that I treat them or what we share.
No.
I mean, just because I didn't buy her furry slippers or a giant shoe tree. All of a sudden, I suck.
Luke, stop. You know you cannot give her these pot holders.
A shoe tree?
Why don't you go to the mall and walk around
no,
a little?
No, malls. I hate malls.
Is that just like one of those sticks that like
they
one of those?
Employees
I don't know what a shoe tree is.
Urban sprawl. They encourage materialism, and the parking's a horror. You drive in, you pay a buck, and even if you're only there for five.
Okay, Emma Goldman. I'll tell you what.
I don't understand that reference.
You gonna shop for me?
I got the day off tomorrow. I was gonna go anyway.
You're serious?
I'll go get a bunch of stuff. All
now
returnable.
She's gonna help him.
I'll bring it to you. You can pick what you want, and the rest I'll return. I'll do all the work. All you have to do is point.
Point.
One finger, preferably your index.
I don't know.
Luke, this is the first special occasion you and Rachel have shared since she's been back. Don't you want to give her something nice?
Well, this is already bad.
To dinner.
Luke,
she's meddling
bad.
Again in their relationship. Nice. Once more.
She's
so let me help.
She's meddling, and Luke doesn't right, even. Know what to do welcome. For someone he supposedly cares about, so.
Okay. Ugh. She's not into all that trendy stuff. She likes simple, clean, nature.
So he knows
okay.
what he
elephants,
likes.
You knew that!
Oh, hey.
Elephants and candles.
Hey,
get her an elephant candle.
Like an elephant.
That's okay. literally what he just said.
I've got it all under control.
Okay, thanks.
Get her
okay.
a candle.
Get rid of these.
You know what you're doing, Luke. Why do you have to... Oh my god. So aggravating.
Hello? Lane? Are you here?
Dean is in
Jeez.
Lane's oh, mom's antique shop.
Well,
you date her?
No,
oh my god.
No.
Then why are you here? Into your pockets.
Dean's okay, getting interrogated by Lane's
Dean?
Mom.
Wait.
Who's Dean?
I'm Dean.
How you know Dean?
We go to school together.
You do?
Well, yeah, we're science partners.
You don't talk.
Sorry.
You're science partners.
Yes, Mom, I invited him over to work.
Work?
On our science project.
Reproduction?
Spores, molds, and fungus.
Science project.
Yes.
For school.
Yes.
Mama. Reproduction.
No, Mama.
Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What's Lane's last name?
I don't remember.
Oh, Mrs.
You
Kim.
You sit here. You
oh, Kim.
Here.
Yes.
I'm going over there. When I come back over here, these chairs will be in the same place. No moving. You understand?
Yes, Mom.
Not you, him.
Yes, I understand.
Does this place have any lights on?
We're in a set, dude. It's unclear.
I see.
There could be fake lights on.
There's lights.
The way that she just like popped out from behind that folding screen was amazing.
Yeah.
She's so short.
I sense something like that.
It's nothing personal.
I know. I'm sure once she gets to know me, she'll.
Oh no, she'll hate you forever. It's just nothing personal.
She hates everybody.
We should probably get started.
She hates every boy.
Sounds good.
I mean, she barely tolerates Rory.
True.
This is weird for you.
It's an ask about Rory.
Me too. I didn't know if maybe Rory told you to hate me or something.
That's not Rory.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
How is she?
Good.
Good.
Did Rory, like, tell Lane what happened?
Good-ish. Yeah.
Of course. It's her best friend.
Else?
You know, we're breaking our agreement.
What agreement?
Our agreement not to talk about Rory.
We didn't have an agreement not to talk about Rory.
Oh, it was an unspoken agreement.
Well, it was really unspoken because nobody spoke it.
Well, I just think that if we have to study together, it would be better if we didn't discuss Rory.
Fine.
He wants to.
Fine.
See how she's doing
she
after he broke his heart.
Why not?
Because you're there.
Not on Wednesdays.
Already noted.
It's opening his book and then closed it again.
You can ask. I might not answer.
Do you think that you and Rory will ever get back together again?
Hey, Don't we go back to the no talking
yeah,
about Rory?
It's a pretty
Rory
personal
thing.
Question. Oh, Rory's there!
I should have called. I'm sorry.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! Secondhand embarrassment. That was
I'm
horrible.
Sorry, I didn't tell you. It doesn't matter. I didn't think you'd want to know. I got it. Rory, stop. Okay, that's the opposite of stop.
Lane, forget it. You didn't tell me. Now I know. Life goes on.
Don't be mad.
I'm fine. I have to go.
Does she think they're dating or that they're working on a project together? Because that's two different things.
I don't know. Rory can be crazy at the best of times, so. Oh, God, she's wearing Paul Frank pajamas.
Hey, I have a huge dilemma that I need your opinion on.
What?
I'm dating your teacher again.
More beautiful today than I was yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I'm just not sure.
See, here's a shot of her bed.
Definitely huge improvement.
From the side.
But then I thought maybe it's not that I'm.
Is there a wall?
Maybe
on the right?
Yesterday, only I lack the self-esteem.
Only sometimes.
Recognize it.
Okay, we're backing the camera up.
Hurry up and I'll drive you to school.
No thanks.
She's getting off of the side of the bed. So sometimes her bed is up against the wall, sometimes it's not.
Oh.
We don't get to see.
In your drawer?
I'm looking in the drawer.
Check the living room.
Why would my tie be in the living room?
Because it's been seeing the doily on the coffee table. I'm sorry, I did not want you to find out this way.
Don't take this personally, but get out.
Okay, you're crabby.
She just crawled into a...
Do you know what the perfect cure into her to wake her up.
That is not good.
A fabulous trip
I'd be
to the
super
mall.
Crabby.
Huh? What do you say? You can blow off school and come with me. We can shop and go to the movies, maybe talk a little.
No, thanks.
Come on. Just this once. It might make you feel better.
I feel fine, and I don't want
to
shop.
Honey, I know you've been in a funk over Dean, but you have to try not to dwell on it all the time.
I'm going to be late for school.
Okay. Then just meet me in town around 4, and we'll get some Indian food and spoil our dinner. What do you say to that?
Whatever.
Hey, love the enthusiasm.
Hey.
Hey, does Up With People
know about
you? Team
reaction there. I'd be pissed off. My mom just did that, too.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, Lorelai's at Luke's. She bought so much stuff. Oh, my God. Bloomingdale's everywhere.
Well. Vanilla shake.
Medium brown bags, small brown bags, large brown bags. Another set of bags.
Got it. 20 minutes.
What the hell is this?
The results of my shopping trip.
My God, Lorelai.
Impossible.
I'm a savant.
And everything's returnable.
Yes, yes. Now sit down and relax. Let me show you what I got.
Can I have my credit card back?
Fine.
Looks tired.
Where's Rachel?
She's out running some errands.
Good. Okay, last week we were talking about Meryl Streep and the whole accent thing, and Rachel said that she loved Out of Africa, but she'd never read the book, remember?
Nope.
Okay, so I was like, are you crazy? Isaac Dinesen is amazing. I love her, which is kind of crappy because I never read the book either, but Rory told me it was amazing, so I felt pretty confident in my recommendation.
I bet that's a pretty good book.
Out of Africa.
You bought her a book.
No, you bought her a book. To be
a very compelling movie.
Brand new camera bag.
She's got a camera bag.
It's nylon.
That is beautiful.
Leather. Beautiful leather. Feel it.
Smell
it.
My God.
I smell that bag.
Lorelai?
That sounds like the perfect bag. The perfect present. Now just
old bag is
return everything
apart,
else.
So she was going to get a new one eventually, and now you will have beaten her to it.
So it's practical.
And pretty.
Yeah, that seems right.
It's practical and pretty, yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Good.
What about all the other stuff?
What's all this?
Well, Luke, timing is a beautiful thing.
She bought him new clothes.
So I'm at the mall, and I've already found Rachel's gifts, and I've had 2 sugar cinnamon pretzels, and I'm buzzed on the sugar and jazzed about the purchases, and I decided to take a victory lap through Bloomingdale's, and it just so happens that there was an amazing sale in the men's department. I mean, gorgeous stuff. Look at this.
Oh, huh, what is 40% that?
40% off. I got 3 different colors.
For who?
It's for you.
Sweater.
For me?
Yeah.
Who's
and
that?
Then, of course, beautiful pants, so soft. I don't know what this fabric is, but I think I want to have its baby.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Also,
here.
I got this fabulous belt to go with the sweater and the pants. Simple, black, but look at the buckle.
So I don't need a
black
belt.
Sweater, black buckle, pants, 60%
off.
Black
can you believe
belt.
It?
No, I can't. Look.
And then, also, I picked up a couple of shirty shirts in case you didn't have a nice one to go with your suit.
What suit?
This
oh,
one.
A
Did no
whole
one at that
fucking
mall notice
suit?
That you were going through some kind of psychotic episode?
This suit? 175% off.
You were
what?
Not supposed to be shopping what? For me.
Well, I thought you might like a little something new to wear when you take Rachel out
well,
tonight.
Well, thank you, but take it back.
Oh, just try them
a
on.
A Hugo
way.
Boss
I like how you look.
Suit.
I'm fine with the clothes I have.
Was 175% off.
It was
more than free.
175,000% off.
Why the sudden need to dress me?
I just thought you might look nice at some of these things, and since they were 600,000% off.
No.
Come on.
Okay, she's just throwing out numbers.
Just try something on. How about this sweater?
No.
Okay, how about the pants? Pretty pants.
I'm not trying anything on.
Hey, it's not like the lumberjack look will ever go out. It won't. But just once, wouldn't it be nice not to be dressed like an extra from 7 Brides for 7 Brothers?
Take it back.
Come on, just the jacket. Just once, be too sexy for your shirt and do a little dance on the catwalk.
Get away from me, you mental patient.
I am too overstimulated for that entire conversation. That was too
narrative
much.
Of clear simplicity.
This episode's been
complexity.
A lot
now,
so
this
far.
Is not homework, but I strongly urge you.
Mr. Rudina is teaching.
Already read the
also
art
a darkened
fiction,
classroom.
Read it. It's a
remarkable. Gee, where are the lights?
Or he's looking outside.
Basic truths that still apply.
Oh, Paris is noticing.
All right, so Henry James, the man of the moment. Pick your book.
All the girls are noticing.
A full report on my desk 1 week from today. Any questions?
Smiling about whatever.
Ms. Rory Gilmore,
clearly looking out the window. She couldn't stare at her notes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Did you hear the assignment?
No, I'm sorry.
Henry James, pick your novel. A report on my desk in 1 week.
The girls think it's so funny that she wasn't paying attention.
See you tomorrow.
Why do they have to be that way sometimes?
You didn't take one note. You resorting to the osmosis theory of learning? Why do you care?
I don't. Just making an observation. Great.
You do care.
You care.
We'll build a dome over
you care,
and jam a telescope in your head.
She's like, I need my competition to be ship shape.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
That way there's
Paris,
no...
Your toxic trait is weirdly caring too much.
I'll get working on that dome.
She's still real pissed at her for what happened with Tristan.
Tristan! Oh, I didn't sleep well last night.
But you've seemed to be a little distracted for quite a while now.
My grades are fine.
I'm not concerned about your grades. I'm concerned about you.
Max!
Look,
Laurie, he thinks it's about him.
I know that you've been going through kind of a tough time lately, and I just want you to know, if you want to talk, I'm here.
Oh!
Tough time?
Breakups are really hard.
Oh!
I've been there.
How do you know about that?
Your mom.
Oh, no.
She what?
Please, don't be upset at her. It just came out in one of our conversations. She was very concerned
Max.
About you, very frustrated because...
You've been talking to my mom.
Well, yes. It's been a couple, 3 weeks now, I guess.
Are you dating?
No, not really. I mean, we were talking about possibly this weekend having dinner.
Max!
You didn't know anything about this, did you? Well, then the look on your face makes perfect sense now.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Sorry. I didn't mean to spring this on you like this.
It's fine. Don't worry.
I would get red hot cheeks.
Your mom was going to tell you soon.
I'm sure too.
She wasn't.
Okay.
She wasn't.
No. Bus.
She wasn't.
If we don't go, I'm going to miss it.
Right. Go ahead.
Thanks for the talk.
Anytime.
Oh,
she's like, Lane didn't tell her. My mom didn't tell me. No one's telling me anything anymore.
I hate you very much.
We talk for Rachel. Get out of here.
Fashion show. Fashion show.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know where Luke is?
Oh, okay.
Is that you?
I feel
Stop
ridiculous.
Slouching.
Because you don't have the belt on. Here.
What are you doing?
Don't,
it's called accessorizing.
Don't.
I can put a belt on.
Why
myself.
Didn't he
Thank
tuck
you.
In
Sorry.
That shirt into those pants? I'm so confused.
I just.
What?
Well, I just have exceptional taste is all. Turn around.
What?
I just want to make sure it all fits. Turn around.
He didn't even tuck it in.
Hey, Fabio, I need the ketchup.
Can you get that guy some ketchup?
Why me?
Because if I spill any stuff on this, I won't be able to return it.
Not returning those clothes.
Oh, yes, I am.
Here, try on the suit again.
I already tried it on twice.
I know what I want to see with the black shirt.
I'm not wearing a black suit with a black shirt.
Regis does.
Okay, you've won me over now.
At least try on the jacket again.
Okay, I think he tucked it. Did he tuck it in?
Yeah,
you
he did.
Like your guys all GQ'd up, huh?
Not GQ'd up. It's just a little less casual.
You don't like casual.
I like casual fine.
Just not on me.
No, it's just adds variety. It's not, let's make a new Luke. It's, let's see another side of the old one.
Uh-huh.
You missed a Luke. Come here.
Oh, my God. She's playing with his belt right in front of Rachel, who just walked in.
Oh, hi. This is not what it looks like. It looks like you're dressing him. Then this is exactly what it looks like.
There's a sale at Bloomingdale's, and she...
6 trillion% off.
How can you walk away from
yeah,
that?
Yeah, this is overstepping. This is... crazy.
You know, just good. Well, I'm going to worry and just enjoy the clothes.
I will.
Okay,
she's
good.
Not okay with this. The other girl.
Later, Rachel. Bye.
This is how they break up.
This is ridiculous.
This is the beginning of the end.
I'm gonna change.
It's
okay.
It's one thing if Lorelai got him something because she's like, I thought you'd look really good in this shirt and you should wear it tonight, but didn't get him a full fucking outfit. You know?
And plus a suit. Like three. She got like three outfits.
It's weird that Rachel wouldn't be the one to do this for her boyfriend, but it's like
it's stupid that Luke wouldn't just get her the present himself.
Okay, all right.
It's stupid. It's stupid. I agree with you. It's stupid.
Okay,
Lane is waiting with some coffee cups for the.
Worried to come back because she felt bad about
Hartford, where her parents live, her grandparents live.
Yeah, I think Hartford or New Haven.
Hi,
New Haven.
No, I think it's Hartford.
Thought you meant like some coffee since you always do. Thanks.
Uh huh. Are you okay?
So this feels very awkward. You know, I'm a big girl, Lane. I don't need you to protect me from things. I just didn't want to make you any sadder than you already are. How is you telling me that Dean is your study partner going to make me sadder? I don't even want to bring up his name around you. That's crazy. Have you seen your face when you mentioned
Rory?
My face is fine. Your face is not fine. Your face is far from fine. I'll get over it. Well, you're not over it yet. Well, maybe I'd get over it a little quicker if everyone weren't so busy running around trying to protect me from all the bad, scary things in the world. Fine, I won't protect
oh my
you
God.
Anymore. Great. Glad to hear it. Next time we're walking down the street and you're about to walk headlong into oncoming traffic, I'll just give you a little push. Exactly what I'm talking about. And in the spirit of not protecting you anymore, I was going to tell you that I couldn't study tonight because I had Bible class, but that's not true. I have to meet Dean again. Great. Thanks for the honesty. And I'll probably have to see him again this weekend because the project's due on Monday. Whatever. I don't care. I'll see you when I see you.
Fine. Bye.
Oh, boy.
Rory.
She threw away that old fucking coffee.
There wasn't any coffee in there.
I've been in this mood for a week now, and while I love the unexpected ups and downs of motherhood, I gotta say, I'm tired of Goofus and I'd like my gallon back.
You can't just say a normal sentence, right?
Nope.
Just, hey, let's talk. It's too dull for you.
You can't.
Hey, let's talk.
About what? Oh, wait, I know. How about you and Mr. Medina?
What?
I heard you've gotten back together again.
Did you talk to Max?
He had me stay after class today to talk about my difficult breakup situation.
We are not dating. We've been talking, and we just now decided to start dating.
Why didn't you tell me you'd been talking?
Because it was too much like the whole Todd and Naveena Cutler thing.
The what?
When I was in junior high, I had a boyfriend, Todd something or other, not a soulmate, but I was crazy about him, and he dumped me. I was completely crushed, and I could do nothing except lie around and cry and listen to Air Supply, very low point in my life. 2 days after the breakup, my best friend, Naveena Cutler, got back together with her boyfriend, Randy something or other, who dumped her days before Todd dumped me. And she was so happy and gloaty and couldn't stop talking about how great it was that she had her boyfriend back that it made me feel horrible.
The end. Let's go.
Look, I didn't want to be Naveena Cutler, okay? You were so miserable about Dean. What was I supposed to do? Walk in and say, hey, sorry about you and Dean, but I got Max back, and are we happy? Would that have been good?
That would have been great.
I was going to tell you, okay? I just wanted to give you some space and a chance to come up for air. I was trying to protect you. That's all. Hey.
You know, actually, it doesn't matter whether you tell me about Max or not, because you're just going to break up again anyway.
Excuse me?
Well, that's what you do best.
Hey, stop
it. Break up, cry, get back together.
She's not wrong.
It doesn't really matter. I'd rather not have to keep track, so tell me when you're down to the final inning.
You know what? That is way too snotty a thing, even for Rory. Alternate universe Rory to
yeah,
say.
She's, she's getting to her
fine,
snotty time, isn't she?
Let's go home.
Yeah, let's go home.
This is what broke her spirit.
Again.
Now she becomes a bitch.
What are you doing?
We need light bulbs.
We're fine.
We're in the dark. It'll take a minute. I assume you won't come in.
Is it Wednesday?
No.
Well, then I can't, can I?
What does Wednesday have to do with
anything?
Oh,
Chica.
Nothing. I'll meet you at home.
You know, if she stopped behaving like this, people would stop feeling the need to protect her from talking about Dean or happy news. You know what I'm saying?
I'm back for round two.
Yeah. It sounds like Rory's being unreasonable. Is this foreshadowing I hear?
We are back home with all of our stuff. Rory is not there.
Where are you?
Rory. She obviously didn't go home, Lorelai.
Answer, please.
She's not here. She went somewhere else.
Rory?
And the house is dark.
This is the fourth ridiculous gathering you've dragged me to this week.
Oh my god.
I'm the president of the board, Richard.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Saving the Beringene pans. Whoever heard of such a
thing? Did Rory run away to Grandma and Grandpa's house?
It is rapidly disappearing from the face of this earth.
Well, who cares?
Grandma's got a fun, sparkly outfit on today. That collar
is
sparkly.
The last thing I need is to spend 4 hours being bored out of my skull by
she
the
looks
same
amazing.
People I'll be bored out of my skull by tomorrow night at the Symphony fundraiser.
Which reminds me, we need to get your other tux back from the cleaners tomorrow.
I hope that I look
tomorrow.
As hot as this lady does
myself off
when
the
I'm
roof
her age.
Tonight, right in the middle of Pity Salinger's opening
I think you
speech.
Will, Alzheimer.
I hope so. She's so hot.
Pity Salinger is a dipsomaniac. I'm going to bring my newspaper.
You will do no such thing, Richard. Do you hear me?
Rory.
Rory.
Hey, Grandma.
She took a taxi there. Love the
she forgot how expensive that was.
Everything's fine.
Richard?
No,
Richard,
everything's not
cab.
Fine.
Cab? Who took a cab?
Rory did.
Well, what's Rory doing here?
Doesn't he wasn't even looking up from his fucking...
Hello, Rory.
Hi.
Newspaper.
I don't know what she's doing here. Just pay the man and I'll find out.
He's always got a newspaper in his hand. He's such
come
a inside. Newspaper
For
man.
For Pete's sake!
Well, tell me, what is going on?
I just need some space from fan. Everyone.
From
you had a fight with your mother.
I just couldn't
realize incessant talking.
I had to get out of there.
Out of your house?
Out of that house, that town, everything. I just had to go.
Tacked on an extra $5 just for waiting. I feel like I'm back in Prague. Do you want a cocktail?
No, thanks.
Richard?
Oh, sorry. I'm just a little confused here.
You're all dressed up. You were going out. I'm so sorry.
Oh, please don't.
They
be.
Can still go out and leave her
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. Please go out. I didn't mean to ruin your evening.
I bet Rory would love to have a house just to herself for once.
Right now, you do not need to call before you come over here. You are welcome anytime.
Tonight, especially.
Do you want to talk about what happened?
Emily, don't pry.
I'm not prying, Richard.
The girl obviously needs some peace.
How do you know
there
that?
There we go, Richard.
I can tell.
Oh, you're a mind reader now. How mm-hmm. nice. We'll get you a turban and a little booth by the train station.
Would it be okay if I stay here tonight?
offensive.
Oh, well, of course.
You can stay here as long as you want.
Thanks. Would you like some dinner? I could get Rosa to make you something.
No, I'd just like to go to bed if that's okay.
Of course, whatever you like. Your room's all ready. There are pajamas in the dresser and a new toothbrush in the
bathroom. She's ready for whenever this...
The sparkles.
Whenever she wants to come.
That's really cute.
Remember she, like, made a room for her in one of the last episodes?
Good night, Grandpa.
Good night, Rory.
Everything's going to be fine.
She maybe call Lorelai. Tell her that she's there.
I'm sorry you're upset, but I applaud your timing.
Richard!
Can't they just
Richard's
leave?
Richard's a real one. He's a real one.
Yeah.
She had a fight with Lorelai. And she came here.
Oh my god, Emily's so excited about this.
She is smug.
Okay, now is a good time to take a break. Sorry it took us a while to get to. We had to go through some crazy scenes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we are back. Lorelai is calling all over the fucking place trying to find Rory. Grandma should call Lorelai immediately. But maybe she's hogging up the phone. So
she might be.
Lorelai, is
she might be.
Well, do you know where she is? That's unbelievable. You always know where she is. One time I need you to be crazy prison guard lady. You're all yeah, you know what? I will never be able to explain that to your satisfaction. So could you just ask Lane to call me, please, when she gets back? I'm looking for Rory. No, I don't know where she is. Well, don't ha me. You don't know where Lane is either.
All right.
Patty hasn't seen her, but she's been working.
Suki's there.
She's not at the library and she's not at Luke's.
Where is she? Why didn't she leave a note? Damn it!
Honey, calm down.
But Rory doesn't take off. She knows it would make me crazy. She knows it would make me worry. I'm crossing over into panic now.
No. Don't cross. Come back.
Hey. You find her?
No. Nothing. No one's seen her.
It's Medina.
Okay. What about that old boyfriend of hers?
Dean. Yeah. Dean.
On my way.
Suggestion. You get crisis points.
She didn't think to call her mom? Maybe not, because she doesn't want her mom to know that Rory's missing.
I'm here. We will find her.
Oh, there it is.
Rory?
I just wanted you to know that Rory is here with us.
Oh, good.
She arrived a few minutes ago.
Okay, all right. She was prompt. She was prompt.
Is she okay?
She's fine. She asked to spend the night.
Okay, she's there with you, so how did she get there?
She took a cab.
Well, let me talk to her.
She seems quite upset. She said you'd had a fight.
We had a disagreement.
She said fight.
Will you just put her on the phone, please, Mom?
I think we should give her a little time to collect herself.
Yeah.
Thank you for your input. Can I please talk to my daughter?
She went to her room, Lorelai.
Her room is here. Mom, I'm standing here looking at her room, and she's not in it.
Lorelai, I did not come to your house and kidnap this child. She ran from you, and she came here. She's tired, and she's upset. Now, I think we should just let her sleep, and
Emily
in the morning
is
we can argue about
this.
How to best handle the situation. Maybe a little time away from each other will do both of you some good.
I'll pick her up in the morning.
She has school tomorrow, and her school is 10 minutes from here.
I'll pick her up after school.
Why don't you just call tomorrow when she gets back from school? Make sure she wants to go. You don't want to haul her back home just to have her jump in a cab again, do you?
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night, Lorelai.
Oh, man.
Malie. That was fierce.
Yeah.
My parents in Hartford.
Good.
Good?
Well, now you have the night to yourselves, guys.
Bad. Very bad.
She's safe.
She's with my mother. No one is safe with my mother.
She needed some space.
All right, no, relax.
The house is not safe. It's like the Amityville Horror without all the good times.
If it's that bad, maybe you should go get her.
No, she wanted to get away from me. She wants to be alone. So give her her space.
It's times like these I wish. I'm glad that Lorelai is not my mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe she left me to go there. We used to always be able to work this stuff out.
What did you two fight about?
Oh, you.
Me?
Well, it started with you and the fact that I hadn't told her we were talking again, but I know that was only part of it because she's been in such a bad place lately with this whole Dean thing, and so, I don't know, I guess it was coming. I just wish she hadn't run away.
She will be back, and you two will work everything out.
You're good at the comforting thing, you know?
Thank you.
Do you want some coffee?
Sure. Can I ask you a question?
I think you've earned it.
Why didn't you tell Rory about us?
Oh, she was just so upset about Dean. I didn't think it was the best time to give her my happy news.
Okay. But you've told other people.
Like, what other people?
I don't know. Friends? Suki?
No, actually, I haven't.
Any reason?
It just hasn't come up.
It hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You're not by any chance avoiding talking to people about it, are you?
No, Max.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just seems a little strange to me.
Why is it strange?
Well, we've been talking for at least 2 weeks. I would have thought at some point in there would have come up.
You don't just say to people out of the blue, hey, Max and I are talking again. I mean, I was just waiting for it to come up naturally.
Well, yes, but somehow for me it managed to come up naturally within 2 days at 3 different times.
Well, you're obviously a much better people person than I am.
I just want to know if there's a reason why you don't want people to know, then we should talk about that.
There's no reason.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
If you said there's no reason, there's no reason.
There's no reason.
So you said.
So I mean.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
She's lying.
I should page Suki and tell her that Rory's okay.
That's a good idea.
Lorelai.
Good morning.
Rory, good morning.
Hey, Grandma, any thoughts on where my skirt might be?
I gave it to Rose to press. Here, sit down, have some breakfast. Your skirt will be done by the time you're finished.
Okay.
Now, we have eggs, fruit, toast, pancakes, blintzes.
Anything would be fine.
Well, what do you usually eat?
Mostly, I just grab a Pop-Tart.
That sounds delicious. I'll have Rosa whip one up for you.
No, eggs would be great.
I'll go tell her.
You don't have any Pop-Tarts in that house, Emily.
What's new in the world?
You never know what the maid brings in.
Hell in a handbasket.
It's nice to have something you can.
That's true. She doesn't do any of the shopping.
It is at that. Would you like part of the paper?
Please.
Your eggs will be right out.
Thanks.
So, did you sleep well?
The bed was very comfortable.
But you didn't sleep well?
No, I did. I just...
I talked to your mother last night. I told her you were going to stay here. She said she'd call this afternoon.
Was she mad?
She was concerned.
She was mad.
So, do you get your lunch at school or do you bring it with you? Because Rosa made a fabulous leg of lamb yesterday. I bet it'd make a wonderful sandwich.
Take her up on that. It is good. And demand a slice of strudel.
Okay.
So make me want strudel.
Good. So what's going on at school today?
I have a test in Spanish.
Hmm. Are you prepared?
Oh, yeah. I like Spanish. Biology, on the other hand.
No. I'm still waiting for the day when my knowledge of the frog's intestinal system can be applied
La
to my work in the insurance industry.
Perhaps if you are insuring the frog.
Mitochondria.
Thank you. This looks great.
Well, good.
Thanks again for letting me stay.
It's nice having you here. You got your grandfather to put down his newspaper at the breakfast table. That's a first.
Oh, now, Emily.
Well, it is.
Back at Luke's. Lorelai just came in. She's going to meddle. Ready for some more meddling.
To you.
I'm happy. How do you do to you, too?
Sorry, you just look bad.
Well, I didn't get much sleep last night.
Why not?
Marie and I had a fight and she ran away.
What? Where? Did you?
She's fine. She's at my mother's.
Ah, she... Throw that information in with the first part. You'll scare a person to death.
I'm sorry. You know,
like,
I got
like that.
3 times to go get her. I drove halfway there and drove back. Drove halfway there and drove back. I actually ran out of gas driving halfway there and back.
She'll cool off and come home.
She will.
Just breaking up with Dean has been so hard on her.
Yeah.
I just hate that she's going through this. I mean, she's such a good kid. She's so nice to everyone. She cares about everyone. And she's walking around in this unbelievable pain. There's nothing I can do about it. She still won't talk to me. She won't tell me what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. That Dean kid is a jerk, and he finally let her know it.
I wish I could just pinch his head right off.
I'll help.
I warned him. I warned him when I first met him. If he hurt her, maybe I could key his car.
Or better yet, you can key Taylor's car.
No, don't
do
it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
See, Lorelai doesn't even know what actually happened with their breakup. I don't even know if Rory told anyone yet.
Walks his dog without a leash.
She probably told Lane, but if she didn't even tell her mom, I doubt she told Lane.
Rory's probably out of school.
Honestly, I barely remember.
Home in case she decides to call.
They have a difference in opinion about.
I don't think she told anyone.
Hey, is that the belt I bought you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Difference in opinion about like gender roles or whatever.
Hey. She'll be home soon.
Aw, Luke's wearing his new belt. Very nice.
I mean, that's a very practical thing to wear. It's a practical item. She should have just gotten him one belt.
Belts are very important. Dean's at the market. Oh no, Lorelai, don't yell at him for
anything.
No reason.
He's a child. My God, don't do it, Lorelai, no!
She's gonna do it.
God, she fucking went in there.
She's angry.
Got a minute?
Oh, she hit him!
I just want to tell you that I think you are scum.
Oh, Lorelai!
You are gonna be hard-pressed to find another girl as fantastic as Rory. You know that? She's beautiful, and she is smart.
Stop!
And she did not deserve to be treated that way by you.
Treated what way?
I thought you were a good guy. I thought you were going to make her happy. I'm such an idiot.
This is
bad. I actually thought you were a good pick, but I was wrong.
Bad.
I hate to be wrong.
You know, this is
I'm
so bad.
I'm sick and tired of everyone blaming this thing on me. I mean, you and this whole stupid town looking at me like I'm a criminal.
Screaming at her.
I say I love you, and she just sits there, and I'm the jerk. I'm the bad guy.
What?
Yeah.
No, fine. Think what you want. I don't care. Just
he doesn't
leave
deserve
me alone.
This shit.
Yeah, leave him alone. God.
People break up for all sorts of reasons. My God.
Lorelai, has it ever occurred to you that maybe your lack of commitment to any relationship is fucking up Rory?
Where is she? I thought you were gonna cry.
She does not think about that. No, Emma. She doesn't have that self-awareness.
Thank you.
She got home from school, but she just went right upstairs. Now, she didn't want a snack, but I had Rosa make her one anyway. I haven't checked to see if she's eaten it. She had a decent breakfast.
They're both so hovering.
She did seem a little tired, and when I went into her bathroom, the aspirin bottle was out, so I assumed she had a headache. Now, I don't know if it was last night.
Excuse me, Mr. Cosell, I appreciate the play-by-play, but I just want to talk to my daughter now.
Do you want me to go in there with you?
More than anything.
Well, try and be nice.
Thanks for the tip. Hey.
Mom.
Okay, so I thought when you said I'll see you at home, you meant our home. My mistake.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
All those things.
I know.
And then
it's no big deal.
I can't believe she put frame around that NSYNC poster in there. So silly.
I saw you were headed home. You want to fill in the blanks?
It's very luxurious. Luxurious poster. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
just
it's
one.
Justin.
I had to go anywhere. So you could tell? It was the first place it came
to
mind.
Oh, my God.
I respect that.
Is it?
Yeah, it says Justin on the top.
To
it's Justin Timberlake.
Feeling I'm
only.
Very well
I can't tell.
We have to be able to talk, always. No matter how mad or upset we get with each other, our particular special thing only works if we agree to that. Get it?
I get it.
Good. Rory, tell me what happened with you and Dean.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I do.
Why?
Because I had a little chat with him today.
What?
Why? Well, because I was upset and I was in the mood to do a little yelling.
You didn't.
Did.
She did.
So embarrassing.
I'm railing on him.
He yelled at him.
What a great kid you are.
In the store.
How it sucked that he dumped
you. Everyone heard.
He said that he told you he loved you. And I started feeling a little stupid.
He did.
Really?
Yeah. God.
You think?
No. That must have been rough on him.
He looked so hurt. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to hurt him.
I know.
I just got scared and I sat there.
I understand. You know, I'm still learning this stuff too. And since I'm still learning, I think I haven't thought enough about what I'm supposed to be teaching you.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my own personal lack of commitment skills.
Oh,
you
caught
my eyes and my coffee addiction and my taste in music and movies, but when it comes to love and relationships, I don't necessarily want you to be like me.
I would hate to think that I raised a kid who couldn't
She's
say I love you.
She's gonna be well, I'm not even just like Dean.
I mean, just generally
She's
life.
Gonna For be example, just
say
like
dating
you.
Taylor Hansen.
Why am I dating Taylor Hansen?
It's a hypothetical scenario. Go with it. So you and Taylor have been seeing each other pretty regularly.
How did I meet Taylor Hansen?
You went to his concert. You got backstage. Your eyes met across the crowd, and you've been seeing each other ever since.
Taylor Hansen from the band Hansen?
Hansen,
the New
yeah.
Bee Gees.
Got it.
So, and why would you not stop me from going to a Hansen concert?
Hey, someone's trying to make a point here.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So, you and Taylor have been dating for a while, and things are great, and you're happy. And
you know, I think Taylor is one of the Hansen brothers that has, like, 10 children or something like that.
No.
Should I look it up? Because I'm pretty sure that they're super
religious. You can't just drop that information on me and then not confirm it.
I'm pretty sure they're, like, super religious and fundy.
Oh. Wow.
I'm going to check it out.
And you feel all those crazy mushy things that people feel.
Won't be able to
love.
Listen to Oom-bop ever again
I want you to be able to
without
say
thinking
to him that it's scary to be in love. That much I know. But it's also wonderful and special. And if you can't say it or fully express it, then you're never going to be able to experience it. And I want you to experience everything that's great because you're so great. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I'm not saying you say I love you with the drop of a hat. It has to be right and real, and it has to take a lot of thought. But someday with someone, it will be right. I want you to be ready for that moment when it happens.
Are you ready for that moment when it happens?
No.
I'm working on it. I do, however, know what dress I'll be wearing.
Thank you guys so much.
It was our pleasure.
What do I owe you for the cab?
Oh, don't worry about that.
Thanks for sharing the paper.
Anytime.
Okay. Taylor. So Isaac, there's three members of the band Hansen, right?
Yes. Yeah. Three brothers, right?
Isaac. Yes. Three brothers, and they have more brothers and family members, but they're the three in the band. Isaac is a father of three. Zach is a parent to five.
Jesus. Okay.
And Taylor is a dad of seven.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that
3, 5, 7?
That's a lot numbers. Of kids.
That is a lot of kids. Wow.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
Thank you, Mom.
Of course. She's our granddaughter.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night.
7 o'clock.
No, really? Is it 7? Because I wasn't sure.
Goodbye, Lorelai.
Bye.
Emily's so excited about this.
Well, looks like it's just the two of us again.
I guess so.
Oh, just put his arm around her.
I love them. I wanted to see if she could make a Pop-Tart.
Wow, home-cooked breakfast, homemade lunch. I'm trying to remember why I left there. Oh, yeah, my parents.
Funny, funny girl. Hey, let me out here.
Oh, okay.
You need to apologize to Lane.
Excuse me?
Absolutely.
For being a total rage bitch.
Yeah, I mean, that happens sometimes.
It happens. You got emotions. You got to deal with them.
Yeah, sometimes you lash out and
at your best friend.
Say sorry, and she accepted it.
Oh, they're hugging.
The Lalas are forever. Bringing us into the end of the episode. Oh, Lorelai's walking home. If it's gonna happen.
Got the Lalas going real good. Oh, she's got the phone out. She's calling Max Medina? Yep.
Now, I'm starting with the A's. So first up is Richie Andrews. He's either a second cousin on my mother's side or the guy who regratted the bathroom. Either way,
this is her black book.
Thrilled to hear about us.
No, she's going to start calling everyone and telling them that her and Max are talking again.
Sure to spread the word at the end.
Uh-huh.
I thought I put little notices in everyone's rooms. Welcome to the Independence Inn. Max and Lorelai are back together.
Can I see you after your dinner tomorrow night?
Oh, I don't know. I have a lot of phone calls to make. Ooh, the internet. Let's go global.
Good night, Lorelai.
I'm going to post it on Instagram.
Hey, Richie, it's Lorelai.
No. She wasn't kidding. Okay. Richie. All right. That episode was very aggravating. I definitely liked aspects of it, obviously, whenever they get into actually facing who they are. You know, this was still a recovery episode with Rory. She really is just taking it really hard. Like, we've had, like, five episodes of recovery.
Yeah, and it sounds like this is going to be, like, the eclipse of that. Like, it's just...
They wouldn't keep him around if they didn't think they would get back together. So, I don't know. I feel like that's going to happen.
Oh, boy. What I remember, we got a lot. We got a lot to come. We got a lot to happen. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So much has happened in this first season already. So many ups and downs with relationships. And I think that the way they're going to end it is a little bit, like, it's still just going to have that kind of extra, you know, life was always going on, and they didn't know if they were maybe going to get renewed. So we'll see what kind of ending they're going to have, if they're going to close up some stuff from this season.
Yeah, maybe kind of keep things, like, not on too open of a note.
Yeah, but, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because it's the first season. You don't know if you're going to get renewed. Yeah, I think this episode was okay. Very annoying to me. So I'm going to give this one... five science textbooks out of 10.
Oh, okay. Five. That's still pretty generous, I think.
Yeah, because I didn't hate this episode. I just thought it was kind of okay.
That's true. For how aggravating I know I'm gonna get with this show, this wasn't that bad. This actually wasn't that bad.
Lorelai picking out all of the clothes was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
That was pretty annoying. Like, I was almost ready to, like, yell at Lorelai and be like, girl, get out. I'm gonna give this one purely because Richard and Emily are a mood. They are a vibe. Yeah. They're the real ones here.
Yeah.
And even just, like, the very small snippet we got of them in this episode was very good. And I think they really made this episode. I will just agree with you here, and I will also give it a five. I'm gonna give it five. Five what? Oh, okay, hold on. Five.
Maybe one of the clothes that Lorelai got
for Luke. Maybe like five black sweaters. five full black suits, like black on black suit.
Five Bloomingdale's bags.
Five Bloomingdale's bags. there was surely more than that there, but five Bloomingdale's bags out of 10. I think that's good.
Yeah, Lorelai was peak annoying in this.
She really was.
Rory, you know, she acts like a child because she is one. So it's definitely kind of more forgiving in that sense, the way that she acts sometimes. But it's because she's only like 15, right?
Yeah, and she's obviously very smart, and she's obviously, you know, learns a lot of what not to do from her mother. But then also doesn't learn all the correct things from her mother. So she has to have those slip ups.
Yeah.
We have to allow her to have those slip ups. Oh my gosh, Alessandra, final episode of the season. What's gonna happen?
Yes.
I don't even remember. I don't remember. Honestly, I watched the first couple seasons of this show a while ago, and I don't remember what happened. So
I'm excited.
Oh, man. Well, get ready for the last episode of season one coming at you in May. No, we'll get to it as soon as we can.
It'll be April.
It'll be April for sure.
It'll be in the month of April.
Yes,
probably for sure. Later in the month, but.
Yeah. But it'll happen. It'll happen for sure. But that is it for this episode of Gilmore Girls season one, episode 20. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.